The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Niall O'Callaghan, he's an independent Kerry County councillor, hotelier as well from Killarney, and Patrick Handley, who's the owner of the Lansdowne Kenmare. You're both very welcome, folks. Thanks a million. How would you describe, Niall, the hospitality industry at the moment, where it finds itself in terms of not all doom and gloom, but in kind of what's working, what isn't?
Yeah, I mean, the whole industry has changed since COVID. I mean, people are going out earlier, going home earlier. The nighttime economy isn't as vibrant as it used to be. People are going out and they're eating, and they're very, I suppose, it's important where they spend their money and they get value for money, and that's very important. And I think people in the trade understand that. And the other side of that then is the VAT rate is a big thing. It needs to come back down to 9% just to help people get through the winter.
Yeah.
I know you were saying that there's loads of people around. There is. And we're in one of the jewels of the kingdom here in Kenmare. But it's challenging times for anybody in the industry right now. But all you can do is roll up your sleeves and get on with it, really.
So it's just a feature of the industry that things kind of have a quieter period, you know, in the winter and particularly after Christmas. I guess you make hay now while the sun shines. Are you noticing that the margins are maybe that bit tighter now and people worry, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to have enough to bridge that fallow period, that it?
I'm the youngest of six boys. My mother's 88. She's running our family hotel inside in Killarney today. And the worry she has and the worry that people in our industry have is the long winter that we do have. And people are saying, oh, your man's from Killarney here. And he says this every time. But it's all over the country. I guarantee you people in the industry will tell you from all over the country it's how we're going to get through the winter this year. So the government are going to need to step up in some shape or form with the VAT and with the early budget, that they're going to have to help to get some people over the line.
And Niall, what is it that eats into those margins? Is it fewer feet on the street, fewer people coming through the doors, or is it those input costs? Is it rates? Is it public liability insurance? Is it staff costs? Is it maybe a bit of all of the above?
It's a bit of all of the above. It's a bit of a death by a thousand cuts, I suppose. You know, the VAT is definitely a big factor. And it was kind of at the end of everything going up that VAT came back up to the higher rate. And I suppose from our perspective, we would have imagined that the people kind of overseeing all that would have been aware of all of the costs that everyone was going through. And it was a bit unusual for them to go ahead with the increased rate, or we felt it was unusual for them to go ahead with it was a bit like tossing a can of petrol on a fire that was kind of starting to go out of control. So they do need to bring it back down and help us out, because that's something that is within their control. And, you know, in our other business in Wexford and the Strand and Cahor, we had four ESB bills in a row of over €10,000. And for a small restaurant bar to get €40,000, that would have been our annual electricity previously. So when the government increased the VAT, it makes it a bit more difficult to the net margins are very, very small in this industry. It's a little easier in the hotel side of it, but the net margins are difficult to sort of justify a food and beverage business in 2024.
A point that John made earlier, it was interesting because this industry would be alien to me, obviously, but he said, you know, with this amazing kind of upward arc, maybe for about 10 or 15 years broadly, you know, kind of low double digit growth. And he goes, no matter how good the product is or how successful you are at reinventing it, that's probably unsustainable forever. You know, you want growth, but it's probably not going to be that high. So it will come down a little, and it's going to be a challenge to business to kind of survive that as input costs go up.
Yeah. My mother and father started our business in 1969 in Killarney. And, you know, as we were saying there about costs, our margin, our, you know, your profit margins and everything, your takings have come down, and there's a lot of things feeding into it. So it is an industry that's ever changing, and it is an industry that has peaks and troughs. But it's how quickly you can get out of that trough. Like, we live in the most amazing part of the world. I was smiling coming down the road listening to you discovering this beautiful place here in Kenmare. But the county, the Kingdom of Kerry, that's why we call it the Kingdom of Kerry. It's beauty's home. It's, you know, Kinmare's a diamond in it. And Killarney, Dingle, Carsevine, it's just, you can say troughs and everything else. But when you live where we live, we just want people to come and experience it. We're lucky to live here.
Yeah. But now in terms of getting people to continually come and visit, I guess like anything, like any business, if you're not kind of moving forward, you're drowning, as they say. You know, it's a continual kind of process of reinvention. And a good example maybe of that from a tourism point of view is something like the Wild Atlantic Way, which comes along and gave everyone such a great boost in this part of the country a number of years ago. But, you know, you can't keep going back to the same people saying, you know, I'm not saying that it's kind of done and dusted now. It's had its time and it's come and gone. But at the same time, you know, you've got to have another idea and another idea. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. The Wild Atlantic Way has been fantastic. And the best thing about it, I suppose, is that it's there, you know, every day of the year, and people can explore it in the winter, and it's just as beautiful. But I suppose, just like people coming to visit, we also need people coming to maybe to live in the area and to set up new, exciting, vibrant businesses. I'm here, I'm taking over a business that my parents had in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, and we're trying to bring a new lease of life to the place ourselves. But we need more young people coming in and establishing businesses that are young and exciting and vibrant to provide new attractions to the visiting guests that come here. But at the same time, there are some wonderful attractions that will always be worth visiting. Like the Skellig is something that everyone who's visited will always want to return. And we're lucky that we have those kind of beautiful locations, whether it's golf or whether it's adventures such as Carrantoole or the events that they have in Killarney or the Ring of Barra cycle that we have here in Kinmare. There's a lot of things that are on offer that not just in the middle of the summer that are interesting for people to avail of.
But if you want kind of young people or whatever to make a home here and be the next entrepreneurs and open business, they need somewhere to live.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another thing. And that
huge.
Kind of that overlaps a little with your business in terms of, you know, staffing costs, because people turn around and say, well, you know, you need to pay me enough to pay the rent, and the rent has gone through the roof here, like
one
everywhere.
One of my biggest problems right now, actually, is that I can't find places for people who want to work to live.
People say, well, I'll come down and I'll work in Kinmare. Love to work. They love the place. Yeah. But there's nowhere to rent.
There's nowhere to rent. And, you know, the population in Kinmare hasn't really changed very much over the last 30 years. It's 2,500 people. And, you know, when I lived here, I lived on site here in the Lansdowne. And just from half the street up, there was probably about 15 or 16 kids that I could play with on a daily basis that lived over their own family businesses. And you don't see that anymore. There's no life in the town in the evening times because people don't live in the town centres anymore. And I know that's a conversation that's nationwide, but people need to be allowed to live in town centres over premises like shops.
How do you square that circle now? Because we've had, you can go all the way back, I think the living over the shop, lots one, that was the mid-90s.
Yeah.
And I think, well, I don't know how many iterations we've had of it between the mid-90s and now, and none of them really have worked.
Well, I'll tell you now, putting on my councillor hat.
Yes.
As you can see, I've gone grey from it. This idea of people coming down and living in the countryside, it's impossible. The regulations that the National Planning Authority put on people is ridiculous. I live in Killarney, 2 miles from town, in the countryside. Mm. My kids, I've got two kids, and there's two sites up the road for me that I want to buy and maybe put my children in there. I'm not allowed to get planning for my kids, or the farmer isn't allowed to do it. So how is somebody going to come down from Dublin and get planning in the countryside? It's not feasible. And then even in Killarney, you see a lot of the businesses now, they're building staff quarters or they're buying another premises to have staff because they can't get places for them to stay. So I think there's a lot of kind of thinking outside the box that needs to be done in this country in terms of planning and in terms of how we develop planning. And, you know,
now, you know, the counter argument that they make is they don't want every field with a bit of road frontage kind of with houses in it. That it's kind of, you know, what's beautiful here, say you look out across the Bear Peninsula, is you don't have kind of houses all over it, and people don't want that either.
Yeah, but there's nobody saying that. There's nobody expecting a house in every field. But
there's a balance, maybe.
But there's a balance there. And there's a balance, for example, a big town like Killarney, and you're a mile from town and you can't get planning because it's an area of significant urban pressure. I mean, you live a mile from Killarney, of course it's going to have urban pressure. But the problem is in Killarney and the regulations say that you have to zone from the middle of the town outwards. So when you do that, you're taking into account in Killarney, for example, areas of people who have farms who are never going to sell. But that area is zoned for land or for housing. Mm. It's never going to be used. So you've actually created a monopoly in a lot of towns all over the country where people cannot get planning because the planning regulator says you have to zone from the middle of your town outwards. But if you're taking into account land that will never be built on, sure, your numbers are fake then. Your numbers are false. And that's the biggest problem. As a councillor, it's so disappointing to see young couples trying to get on with their lives and trying to live in this beautiful part of the world that we love. And it gets frustrating.
Yeah. Well, I'm also conscious, if you're talking about Killarney or even Kenmare, yeah, if you're taking circles in the middle of the town outwards, pretty soon you're wet for a good third of the circle as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we have National Park. National Park in the northern side of us, 75,000 acres. So it's very limited what you can do. And I think a little bit of thinking outside the box needs to be done. Mm-hmm. For people to understand, yeah, we need to find houses for young people. Like in Killarney right now, if you want a house and you're a three-bedroom house, you want to buy a new house and you're a young couple, it's going to be 450 to 550,000 euros. I'm involved in Dr. Crokes GA Club, and we've the parish rule in this county. So right now, the big clubs or the clubs in the big towns are struggling because there's no young people. There's no kids in the town creating the vibrancy. The clubs are on the outsides of the town. And then, for example, we have an area down in South Kerry. The clubs are devastated. They have no players, no families, no young people. How do you revitalise those areas? And these are the challenges that big government need to understand.
And when it comes to somewhere like Kenmare, now, have you seen kind of businesses even here start to try and house their own staff?
Absolutely, yeah. I'd say anyone who has, most of the hotels, we house staff. At the moment, I'm in the process of trying to find a second location to house staff.
Right.
I know of a hotel in another part of South Kerry that's actually bought a large, very successful bed and breakfast and turn that into staff accommodation. So on one hand, they can put their staff into it, but on the other hand, the town is now down another place for people to come and stay and actually, you know, spend their money in that particular town. Places are desperate for accommodation, and hopefully they'll be able to come up with a plan and drive it forward for the likes of South Kerry.
Well, listen, despite it being such a unique part of the world, some of the Kenmare story and the Killarney story is the national story as well.
Yeah.
So challenges we're all dealing with. Thanks a million, lads, for joining
us. Can I just say one thing?
It better not be about Arcade Fire again.
No. The hospitality industry in Killarney had a devastating news today that one of our matriarchs of tourism in the industry in Kerry, Kay Randall's, passed away. So I'd like to extend my sympathies because they're an absolutely amazing family in Killarney, and it's upset a lot of people.
And they have very
strong
ties here in Kenmare as well, and we would know the family very well, and everyone in Kenmare would know the family, and we'd also like to extend our sympathies to the family.
Gravanam, listen, well said, lads. Thanks,
thanks
for you for joining us. Niall O'Callaghan and Patrick Hanley.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.